presenting Spotlight Playhouse. The spotlight of life swings in all directions, and no one knows upon whom it will settle. It may be you, or it may be you. All of us at one time or another have had something in our lives that would make drama. And so you and our audience are the stars tonight of our Spotlight Playhouse. For these are stories presented each week at this hour, which may concern any of you. Now, Spotlight Playhouse. And our play tonight, Genius from Hoboken. Sometimes a man will sell his whole life for a song. Such was the case of Luigi Faustino, a barber from the old country. Luigi came to the United States a good many years ago and, for no particular reason, settled in Hoboken. With the warm blood of his ancestry flowing through his veins, Luigi had one reigning passion, music. And whenever he could take the time off from his little barbershop, Luigi could always be seen at the opera and all the local concerts. The smooth routine of his life, however, was broken when Luigi met, wooed, and married a fine, honest girl of his own race. Maria was her name. And, of course, nothing would do but a first-class honeymoon at Niagara Falls. It was while they were there that Luigi told his bride of his life's ambition.
This is so beautiful, Luigi. All my life I have dreamt that I would be married to someone like you, and that I would have my honeymoon at Niagara Falls.
So, you are happy then, my Maria?
So happy. Are you not?
Oh, yes. This is what man was born for. To marry, to have a fine wife such as you. Someone to love and live with. To have a family with.
Oh, Luigi.
And the first one, a big, strong boy. That will be as it should be. And do you know what we shall call him?
What, Luigi?
Abraham Lincoln Faustino. That name means freedom all over the world. Yes, that is what we shall call him.
If that is what you wish, Luigi.
Yes, Maria. Now I have everything a man needs in life. Everything, that is, except one thing.
And what is that, Luigi?
Maria, can you believe this? All my life I've had an urge. Deep down within me, this urge keeps saying to me, Luigi, you have great talent. You must give this talent to the world.
And what is that talent?
The creating of rich, fine violins.
Violins, Luigi?
Yes, it burns inside of me until I almost am crazy with the desire. No, no, Maria, do not look at me as though I were an idiot. I mean it. Think of the name Stradivarius, known and respected all over the world as the greatest craftsman of his profession. That is what I want to do, Maria. Create the finest of violins to give the world the fine music it so deserves.
Oh, a hobby. Like the collecting of stamps or butterflies.
No, no, no. Not a hobby. Not just a passing fancy, Maria. It is real. It is my reason for being here on Earth. I know it.
Well, there is no money in that, Luigi.
Oh, not right away, perhaps. But someday, when I have become known, all the famous artists coming to me. Me, Luigi Faustino of Hoboken.
But, Luigi, you cannot do that now. You have me, your wife. And soon maybe a little family. They'll have to be taken care of.
I know that, Maria, my dear one. I said, not right now. I had $500 saved up before I met you. I was going to try it then. But now we are married, and no more $500.
Does that make you unhappy?
No, Maria. It is you I want. Always it is you I shall want. But someday I shall make violins.
And so the months slipped by. A year passed, and Maria and Luigi were completely happy and very much in love. The barbershop in Hoboken prospered. Another year went by, and Luigi felt that he was nearing the financial goal he had set for himself in order to become Luigi Faustino, Hoboken, violin maker. One night he was sure of it, and shortly after dinner...
Was it such a good dinner, Luigi? You are smiling so.
Yes, Maria, my dear, it was a good dinner. One of the best. Ah, the ravioli. Ah, and the wine. Ah, just right. Indeed, it was a good dinner. But that is not why I'm smiling.
Sometimes you are such a puzzle to me, Luigi. Are you playing one of your games tonight? Is that it? Who are you, then? The Mona Lisa?
Ah, the Mona Lisa. Mona Lisa was a woman.
It makes no difference. You look like her tonight.
Ah, Maria, you look so cross when I tease you. Very well, then. I shall tell you why I was smiling just then. I think I am almost ready to start making my violins. There. What do you think of that?
Would you give up the barbershop, Luigi?
Of course. Making good violins takes time. You can't just dabble at it.
Luigi, sit here next to me. That's it. You know, I am afraid you shall have to let the violins go a little bit longer.
Longer? No, no, Maria. The time is right. I've worked hard. I've taken good care of you, and I've saved enough money. No, I cannot let the violins go any longer. I shall start tomorrow.
No, Luigi. You did not let me finish. It seems you will have to continue in the barbershop. You are going to be a father.
Maria? Me? A father? Do you really mean we are going to have a little family?
Yes, Luigi, we are.
Well, what do you know about that?
Oh, Luigi, are you hurt? Angry?
Angry? Hurt? Me? Maria, you talk crazy. That's what I want, a little boy. A little boy we can call Abraham Lincoln Faustino. Hurt? I should say I'm not. Why, Maria, you are looking at the happiest man in the world.
Oh, Luigi, I was so afraid.
Oh, no, Maria, you have nothing to be afraid about. This is what I want, all right, our little Abraham. The violins can wait.
I'm right down here. What do you want?
It's time. I can tell. Get the doctor, Luigi. Hurry.
Yes, yes, Maria. I will hurry immediately. Don't go away. I mean, well, you stay right there in bed. Don't move. I'll be right back.
So Abraham came into being. A fine, strong little boy, just as Luigi knew it would be. But that was only the beginning. As the years went by, the family of Faustino grew until there were 7 healthy boys and girls. And, of course, Luigi's dream of making violins became fainter with the passing years. One day, the Faustino family doctor called Luigi into his office.
Ah, yes, Luigi. You're a man of promptness. Sit down.
All my life I've been that way, doctor. If I say I'm going to do something, I do it.
Yes, in every instance except one, your violins.
Yes, my violins.
Oh, I'm sorry, Luigi. I didn't mean that. Forgive me. That wasn't meant the way it sounded.
I know that, doctor. You do not have to apologize. What was it you wanted to see me about?
Oh, yes. I mentioned yesterday that your little boy and Maria were doing as well as could be expected.
I remember, and I've been thinking about it too, doctor.
Well, I'll come to the point. You know, Luigi, Maria isn't as young as she used to be.
I know that, and neither am I.
Exactly. Don't you think you have a large enough family now?
Oh, doctor, where we come from, we thrive on large families.
True, but, well, there's another thing to consider. Maria's health.
She isn't not so good?
As I said, she's not as young as she used to be, Luigi. Think it over. Talk to Maria about it. And I think you'd better get back to your shop. You have a family to support, Luigi.
I hate to say it, Luigi, but perhaps the doctor is right. Sometimes I get so tired at the end of the day, I can hardly move.
I know you do, Maria, and it breaks my heart. I've been blind, do you know that? Just going to work every day without a thought of all the hours you put in. And never once have you complained.
There has never been anything to complain of, Luigi. You have been a fine, good husband, and I am proud of you.
Oh, that is good. I'm glad. 7 children, 4 girls and 3 boys. Yes, that's an excellent family, and one to be content with.
And Luigi and Maria were happy with their brood. They grew into fine young boys and girls. And too, the tonsorial parlor flourished as word of Luigi's sensitive hands and smart haircut spread. But the old ambition, which had been lying dormant for so long, once again came to life. And Luigi toyed with a thrilling idea of making violins. One night, just as he and Maria were finishing dinner, Luigi looked up into Maria's dark brown eyes.
Maria, I have something to tell you.
Oh? Another fight with your partner today?
No, no, nothing like that. We never fought anyway. Arguments, yes, but fights, no. He was a very good friend of mine.
Was? Was a very good friend? What do you mean by that, Luigi?
He is no longer my partner.
What? Did you buy him out? Oh, Luigi, this is wonderful news.
No, Maria, it's just the other way around. He bought me out.
For how much, Luigi?
$2,000.
That is a fair price. And what do you intend doing, Luigi?
You know, don't you, Maria?
Yes. Make violins.
In the days that followed, a new light came into Luigi's eyes. His soul was transfigured, and he became a changed man. Years fell away from him, and his slightly stooped body, acquired through long hours over a multitude of scalps, seemed to straighten somehow and become younger. He was engaged in making his first violin.
No, 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 that is wrong. I shall try it again.
From early in the morning until late at night, Luigi worked on that first violin. His method was one of trial and error. And slowly the instrument took shape. The sound box, the neck, the bridge. Magically, they all fitted into a perfect hole. And to Luigi, it was the most thrilling violin in all the world. One night, very late...
Maria! Maria! Maria, wake up! Wake up!
What is it?
Wake up, Maria. It is finished.
What is the matter, Luigi? Is it one of the children?
No, no, no. It is finished. Look, Maria. My first violin. Is it not beautiful? Look at the finish. So bright, and yet such a soft look it has, too. Think of it, Maria. Think of the 1,001 arias this violin has locked within it. All the fine music of the universe is contained right in here. All the music of the great composers lies right in here. The reflections of the moods of men long dead can be heard on these 4 strings. And I did it. I made this. Me, Luigi Faustino. I did it. Maria, I think tonight I'm the happiest man who ever lived.
I must speak to you.
Hmm? Oh, speak to me? What about?
If you will put down whatever that is you are doing, I shall try to tell you.
Oh, I'm sorry. There now, my Maria. I am all ears. What is it you wanted?
I hate to talk of things like this, Luigi. You have always been so good about it. But the gas man was here this afternoon. The bill has not been paid. He told me that the gas will be shut off starting next week.
Oh, well, in that case, I shall pay it.
Yes, Luigi, but when?
When? Oh, well, tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow it shall be paid.
Luigi, something has to be done about Martha. She needs a new dress so badly. She feels so strange about even going to school.
Ah, and a new dress she shall have. She deserves one. Martha is a good girl.
But when, Luigi?
Well, perhaps tomorrow.
Luigi, when will you be finished making this violin? The one you are working on.
This one? Do you know something? I think this is the finest one I have yet made. Yes, I know it is.
But when will it be finished?
It will be finished tonight. And it will be my masterpiece.
Good, because we need money, Luigi. Not just tomorrow, but we need money right now. And there will be no more violins until we get it. Well, Luigi?
Yes, just as you said, he will take me back. Me, Luigi Faustino, working for my ex-partner.
I know how you feel, Luigi. But after all, we do have to eat and have a roof over our heads.
You are right. And that is the way it shall be. Once again, I have become a barber.
So Luigi returned to his place as number one barber of the tonsorial parlor. But his mind was ever on his precious violins. He had made 9 of them by then. And little by little he put the family back on its feet. Always, however, in the back of his mind, there lived the memory of those wonderful hours he had lived, really lived, when he was busy over the creation of those all-important instruments. And life became a humdrum affair indeed, for Luigi Faustino of Hoboken.
Luigi, you have hardly eaten a bite. Is something wrong?
Wrong? No, no. I just seem to be so tired these nights. That ex-partner of mine, what a business he is doing now. He added another barber today.
He did? And how many does that make now?
14. 15 with me in the number one chair.
Yes, Luigi. That is where you belong. In the number one chair.
No, that is not where I belong.
I know what you mean, Luigi. That is our doorbell, Luigi.
I know it. Oh, never in all the time we have lived here can I remember.
Are you going to see who it is, Luigi?
Hmm? Oh, yes. Who could this be? Oh, good evening, sir. Can I be of help to you?
It's just possible you can. Is this the home of Luigi Faustino?
Oh, why, yes. I am Luigi Faustino.
Just the man I'm looking for. My name is Brandt. Alexander Brandt.
Alexander Brandt? No. The greatest violinist in the world. You have a... Oh, no, sir. That can't be. There must be some mistake.
No, Signor Faustino. There has been no mistake. I have come to see you. You and your violins. You see, a member of my orchestra was talking about your instruments, and I...
Oh, Palladini. Oh, yes, I cut his hair every 3 months.
Yes. He told me of you. I came to see your violins.
Right this way, maestro. The light is so bad, I hope you will forgive it. Just a little bit more. There. This is my workshop. I apologize, it is so cluttered. To think that the great Alexander Brandt would honor me with his presence. If I had known, it would have been cleaner.
Nonsense, Mr. Faustino. That is quite unnecessary. Now, the violins. You see, as I told you, I heard about your work quite by accident.
Yes.
One of the musicians in the Philharmonic, Palladini, he is one of your customers. He was telling me about your life's ambition.
Oh, yes, Palladini, a fine musician.
You see, Mr. Faustino, I own 2 Stradivarius and 1 Guarnerius, the finest violins in the world. But even the greatest for me now lack something. And for the last 20 years, I've been on a search for something I'm not sure exists.
And what is that, maestro?
I'm not certain. It's a song, a symphony. Perhaps it is life itself. A certain note, a ringing richness that typifies all that is real in this world. I cannot quite define it. Somewhere, somehow, I must find that in a violin. So far, I've been unsuccessful. I've looked all over the world, but nowhere can I find that tone in a violin. Nowhere. May I see yours?
I am honored, maestro. These violins are merely the product of a humble striving. They hardly compare to the instruments you have seen.
That's just it, Mr. Faustino. You never can tell. And now, let me see them.
Yes, sir. Here, maestro. This is my first violin. I am afraid it is not so much. At the time, I thought it was the most wonderful thing ever made, but now I am not so sure.
Your first? Incredible. Why, this is exquisite workmanship.
Do you really think so, sir?
Signor Faustino, workmanship speaks for itself. It is not for me nor anyone else to say what is good or what is bad. This instrument stands on its own. It is an exceptional piece of work.
Maestro, maestro, thank you.
Ah, but this one, what is this? Never have I seen such a violin. Such craftsmanship. Such consummate craftsmanship. Where did this come from?
It is mine, sir, my last. I am very proud of that.
And well, you should be. It could be compared to one of the masters hundreds of years ago. The texture of the wood, the seasoning. I've never seen anything like this.
Maestro, it is my favorite.
I see no mark. Your name, it does not appear anywhere here.
No, sir, I have not put my mark on it.
Oh, I see. Signor Faustino, I thought you were an established violin maker, a member of the guild.
Oh, no, sir. It is nothing more nor less than, well, my wife once called it a hobby.
Oh, I see. Well, thank you very much. I'm afraid I shall have to be on my way. It was kind of you. Perhaps someday when you're in town, you'd like to hear one of my concerts. Just ask for me.
Oh, maestro, maestro, please. Do me just one favor. A simple request, please, please.
Oh, very well. What can I do for you?
This one. The last violin I made. Play it for me. Just play it a little. Would you do that for me?
Why, all right. I have a few moments. That's amazing.
What, sir?
Thank you.
Maestro. That was something this world has never heard before. It was the voice of the angels. It was eternity. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Luigi Faustino, are you sure this is one of your violins?
It is mine, Maestro.
My search has ended. Unbelievable, but it has ended. This is what I've devoted my life to finding. The tone. It's unbelievable. Signor Faustino, this violin must become mine. Name your price.
Oh no, sir. I could not sell it.
50,000.
No, Maestro, no.
75. 100,000.
No, Maestro.
I'll go higher. I'll call my bank in New York. I must have this violin.
Maestro, you don't understand. All my life I have wanted to make violins, but always something interfered. Now you have brought my work into being. My violin came to life. You see, Maestro, I don't play myself. I do not know one note from another. All I wanted to do was to create something upon which other people could interpret the music of the ages. You have done that. In this one fleeting moment, you have made me a king. Now I know that is all I wanted. To hear the greatest violinist in the world playing an instrument I made with my own hands. That music which you just played, it sings here in my heart. While you were playing, I heard all my violins, all of them. That is my life. That is what I have lived for. Oh, thank you. For that I thank you. That music shall always be locked within me. I shall hear it always. Your artistry and the tone of my violin will be with me forever. No, Maestro, the violin is not for sale. I could never sell it now. Tomorrow and for all the tomorrows to come, I shall be a barber.
Been listening to Genius from Hoboken, featured tonight on Spotlight Playhouse. The production was written and produced by Monty Masters. The music was scored and directed by Phil Bavero. Heard on tonight's play were Lou Tobin in the role of Luigi, Lawrence Anderson as Maria, Don Messick as the Doctor, and Jack Webb as the Maestro. Join us next week when again Spotlight Playhouse will be heard at this same time. This is Herb Haley speaking. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.